Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, we got an email, a slice of penis, and an overdue book.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You've seen Judge Judy.
You've watched Judge Joe Brown. Well, step aside, bailiff. There's a new judge in town.
You did what?
Well, I didn't have any cash on me, and...
Yeah, and then that's my fault, right? Perfect.
No, I just didn't have time to go to the bank, and...
Guilty. Next case.
Guilty? What's the sentence?
Let's see. You held up the people in line for an extra 3 minutes to write a check. I sentenced her to 3 years. Take her to jail.
Jail? Where's it at?
Where's it at? You mean, where is it? You can't end a sentence with a preposition. Wait, bailiff, I've changed my mind about the 3 years. Just shoot her.
You won't want to miss Judge Tommy as he deals out justice.
So let me get this straight. You only serve the sweetener in the pink packets and not the ones in the blue packets?
Bailiff?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What was it? You got a suggestion for a new song from someone in the audience? What happened now?
From someone in the audience? Yeah, I do a little bit of improv with that. Some,
I like to paint a picture, yeah.
Got some emails today about the show and stuff. And the song I just did, the circle thing, somebody was, you ruined my campfire song, The Circle Game, you know? And I said, oh, I'm sorry, we do a lot of things here. I get a lot of emails. You want to hear another email I got?
Sure. Yeah,
right, here, let me get the... Guitar also. Let me.
You should hear America fans who call and complain about how
Ventura
we
Highway.
Have we messed up Ventura Highway a couple of times?
Yeah. Oh yeah, not to mention fans of certain ship, Gordon Lightfoot fans.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Her rectum. Okay.
Got an email that says I love your songs, Pat. I'm Todd. And I listen every day. You know that Tom Petty song? He calls free falling. Well, I have an idea that you could play. You could write a song, Pat, about a guy who goes commando instead of singing free falling. Sing this, Patty G. The guy's free. Free ballin'. Get it, Pat? Thanks, Todd. I appreciate you writing. I never heard that one before. And if it sounds like sarcasm in my voice, Todd, because of course I've heard that stupid idea before. Hey, Todd, how about a lumberjack singing tree falling, or a salesman and he's singing cold calling, or a beekeeper and they're singing bee pollen? Or how about we leave Tom Petty's song alone, Todd, and you let me write my own stuff? Jesus, bad enough with Tom on my ass all the time. Now I'm free. Free ballin'. You know, Todd, that's not too bad. Keep listening. Free ballin'.
Thank you very much, Todd. A little free ballin'. Anybody free ballin' today?
I am.
I know Ace isn't. He's got to have that Kevlar underwear to keep back the gases.
Can we hear that real quick one more time about Ace having a problem with his underwear due to... some of his personal gases.
Let's see. That's not his.
It's close. It might be in the same category.
I'll have to dig that up. Give me a few minutes.
Okay.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What do you got over there?
Well, a doctor on TikTok went viral with a video showing what a slice of penis looks like under a microscope.
Oh, jeez. What the hell?
In the video, Dr. Karen Raj.
Oh, I see.
Maybe it's Karan Raj.
Man hair.
K-A-R-A-N. Could be a boy, could be a girl. Reposted a clip from Dr. Adolfo Sanchez Blanco.
I'm a doctor, Sanchez.
That shows a cross-section or thin salami slice of a human penis as it appears under a microscope.
Okay.
Dr. Raj superimposes his own explanation, so it is a man, pointing out that the male member is essentially a delicate sponge. His video was viewed over 331,000 times and garnered nearly 500 comments from fascinated users.
Everybody knows it's spongy.
That was always plan B for me with biology and research. I was going to go do that, but every time I put a slide under the microscope and start, my thesis, I would tighten it up, and it would crack the slide.
Oh, yeah, you went too far.
Every damn time I'd go too far, man, and I have to start all over.
This is, he refers to it as a meat stick. Did you see this?
No.
Meat stick?
You didn't put that in. I didn't see
that. That must be some sort of problem with
apparently,
his native language or something.
No, apparently it's because this article suggests that he uses the word meat stick to prevent it from getting pulled from TikTok.
Oh.
Apparently, if you use certain...
I don't know.
That's what this article says. The doctor referred to the penis as a meat stick.
Oh, yeah. Mm. There are words you can't use on penis, vagina, democracy. TikTok doesn't like when you use those words.
Boy, just the term slice of penis.
Yeah, that is.
It sounds like what Andy Dick orders at Pizza Hut.
So it's a delicate sponge. You just soak everything up, huh?
No, but.
Yeah, it does.
And first of all, who wants to be told that they were looking at your penis with a microscope? I mean, whatever the context is, you mean a telescope, right, Doc? Okay, wow. Okay.
Well, I hope they took it from a corpse.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Okay, class. Do we have any volunteers today?
I need a slice of
the classic urban legend. One of the greatest urban legends of all time.
I had never heard this until you told it to me once, and I love this. This is one of the classics.
What?
The way I heard it, the way I heard it, there was a lot of detail, and it was a friend of mine, Joe. He claimed he was in a...
biology class at Cornell University,
right,
in beautiful Ithaca, New York.
Love it there, yeah.
Joe said, yeah, I was in my biology class, and the professor came in, and he said, we're going to, and they had this overhead projector microscope.
Uh-huh.
And he asked if he could take a sample from the mouths of one of the classmates. So this one young lady came up and he took a swab and put it on the microscope and put it in, and there was, of course,
semen,
sperm
swimming around. Yeah,
classic urban legend. I fell for it completely.
Uh-huh. It's so funny.
But yeah. In any event, yeah, this guy does. And I don't know. You're correct, Christy, in saying I don't know if Dr. Karan Raj is a man or
no. He's, it's a he. It says later.
Oh, there you
in the
go.
Story.
Okay. Yes, it does. Okay.
Yeah. But he didn't do the experiment. He was just talking about somebody else's.
Yeah.
Which, but yeah. No, it's a sponge in there, Christy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. The blood rushes to it and gets engorges. And
oh yeah.
Right.
That's what makes it.
It's like a balloon.
Have you ever?
Is that what happens?
The term meat stick, is that something you've encountered, Josh?
No, not when it comes to the male genitalia. No, meat stick?
I've heard it around a couple movies, I would think.
But oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Not very good movies, but...
Okay.
You stupid meat stick.
All right, just seems a little odd that a doctor would use that term. Mm-hmm. So. Okay, well, thanks, Doc.
Japanese authorities have arrested a man accused of rubbing his buttocks and anus...
And
a water tap at a park in Tokyo.
Oh, my Lord.
A water tap?
Yeah,
what?
It's used for filling drinking vessels by park visitors, you know. Like.
It's, yeah, there's a picture of it, and it's right there about just a little.
Anus high?
Yeah, it's right there. It looks like a, it's kind of a spigot, but it's for filling your.
Water bottles. The Japan Times reports the officer spotted the 56-year-old man riding a bicycle in the middle of the night with his lower body exposed.
Mm-hmm.
They then found photos on his phone of the man naked at a park with one image showing him rubbing his anus against the water tap.
Boy.
He admitted to the charges, saying he did it to satisfy his sexual desire.
Just came right out with it.
Wow.
Yeah, look. This is what I like.
I know what I like, and this is it, and deal with it.
Maybe you guys shouldn't have these water taps out here.
This guy's now an enema of the state.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
By the way, they call it a water tap, where this guy's going to go. He's going to have someone who wants to tap that ass before him. That is...
Tap that ass, John.
But... I don't know how to word this. This guy is doing this because he's getting pleasure in the fact that other people are going to be.
Is that what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. You think it wasn't
I'm sure it all one big enchilada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's not only physically pleasurable.
It's, he's tainting the water supply, and that must be part of the turn on for him.
Exactly.
Yeah, people are going to sip from this.
Yeah.
Oh,
drink from my butt.
Drink from my
yeah, let's thank you for wording it so biblically.
Drink from my butt.
If we're gonna go, I would drink of my blood.
Thank you.
Sorry. So I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe it was just your delivery. If it were written down, it would be drink of thy my butt or something.
Isn't it interesting though? They had to differentiate. They had to make it plain that he was on his anus.
Yeah, buttocks and anus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He got in there.
Ass cheeks.
So he must have spread them.
If you see the picture, you can see this thing is sticking out right about the height to kind of back into it.
Insert it?
Well, it probably...
That's what they're claiming.
Some nice pressure in there. Must have somewhat...
What if you turn the water on like a bidet?
I wonder if it's one of those constant flow or if you have to reach back and...
Yeah.
Man, I really want a bidet. I was thinking about that over the weekend.
You'll enjoy it.
Boy. I can't wait. I know I could just set it up. 1, 2, 3.
Sure. Yeah.
But man, oh man.
You will get one, and I look forward to you
I'm going to have to do it, and I will share my experience, especially... With you, Tom.
How do you control the temperature of that bidet water?
There's something that superheats the water, I would think.
Yeah,
quickly.
There's a little...
Superheats? I don't want
It has to do that so you can bring it down to...
You don't want to be the first man to report to the ER with a poached anus.
It would be more of a scalding situation, I think.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, today, obviously, Eclipse Day, we're talking about a lot of things, and we're learning different things about it. Well, Jordan has written in, and we've been wondering how pets react and how they will react, so keep an eye on those. Well, he says, Josh, be sure to put your cat Gravy outside during the eclipse. cats are known to sometimes explode during solar eclipses.
No kidding.
Who knew? Yeah.
Wow.
Getting more great email.
Well, that's a cautionary tale, right?
It is,
there.
Yeah. So
my concern, once again, is pickpockets.
Yes, that's what you've said.
I don't know why you guys are laughing. If you're at some giant event and there's hundreds of people and everyone's focused and staring and they're going to get quiet, it's going to be kind of a religious experience for many.
So it's going to happen. Somebody's going to be robbed during the eclipse, and my gosh, if he's not going to crush you. Hold you.
Yes.
I'm warning you.
Just keep these your hand are my your sun wallet. Viewers that Father John sent me to watch the eclipse with.
You know, Christy, these are the
those are ridiculous
binoculars.
They look like regular binoculars, but you can't see anything through them unless you're looking directly at the sun.
So they have a big black filter in them.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, cool.
As I explained before, the great thing about those is during the full aspect of the eclipse,
right?
When the moon is right there, and all you can see is that corona.
Uh-huh.
With those, you'll be able to look very carefully at the edge. You may even see the lime.
Yeah, I'm very much excited about that.
Just right there on the edge of the corona. It's a contemporary beer joke, Jim.
Nope.
Thank you.
Nope.
Lime.
Nope.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Nope.
Okay, sorry.
I'm excited. I can't wait to
use that's
them.
What a great gift. That'll be very cool.
Well, I have to return them. I'm not keeping them.
And again, that has to be something the average person can use once in a lifetime.
Well, he says he uses them because he looks for sunspots occasionally, so I don't
Yeah.
What?
Interesting. I bet it's interesting.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Looking for sunspots.
He'll know the EMP is coming before we do.
I occasionally use them to look at the sun when there's the prospect of sunspots, but I don't really use them that often, so there's no big rush to get them back to me.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Father.
Well, there's a reason he didn't send them to me, because he'd play hell getting them back.
They're nice.
They're really nice. My God.
Yeah. That reminds me. Did you see the story about the library book? This is kind of interesting. We keep getting these.
Oh, I have that. Where she went to jail or something?
Oh, no.
Crazy fine?
Hold on.
This is in Texas.
A Texas mom says she was issued an arrest warrant for her child's overdue library books. Kaylee Morgan told NBC News she took 5 or 6 books out from the Navasota Public Library last March for her homeschool children. At the time, the mother of 5 was pregnant and experiencing complications, so the books were returned a few weeks late. Ms. Morgan said she did not receive the late notices as they had been sent to an old address and only learned that there was a warrant for a nearly $570 ticket after she tried to renew her driver's license.
Wow.
She said her family simply cannot afford to pay the ticket.
Yeah, what the hell?
That's ridiculous.
What if they bring in their book-sniffing dogs?
That's crazy. Boy, $570 is pretty expensive for the very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Wow, well, at least the books weren't banned yet. Got that going for them.
True.
Enough of that fear mongering you're doing over there.
Good old book banning. Do I hear the organ over there?
There are some books that should be banned, right?
Oh, sure.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the Twilight series doesn't really need to be read.
Come on.
Yeah, I was talking about a quality standpoint.
Exactly.
This lady goes to jail. What are you in for? Murder. What are you in for? Cat in the Hat.
Speaking of schools, a Nevada school district is introducing signal-blocking cell phone pouches for students.
This is smart.
The Clark County School District announced it has already begun rolling out the initiative that aims to, quote, prevent and reduce distractions in the classroom and allow for productive learning environment, increasing student focus on instruction.
I cannot believe that this hasn't already happened, honestly. Yeah.
Is it going to work?
Yeah, there's going to be backlash. But man, I mean, flip phones are one thing. If you need a phone in school because you need, there's, let's say,
an emergency.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one thing. But these smartphones.
another thing.
Don't you feel for the teachers?
Yes. I mean,
it's
got to
be impossible.
Where was this?
These
Clark
automobiles got to go,
Nevada.
Too.
Nevada. Clark
Nevada.
County.
Of course, where prostitution and gambling are.
Your cell phones for those punks.
Well, they have cell phones, but I agree.
When I was a kid, I used to have to keister my phone into class.
Use your phone on your break or at lunch, but then during
class. They have done this at some schools.
Yeah.
And the kids claim that what they're saying is that the kids have actually learned to love it because during between classes in the hallways, they're talking to one another. And they're actually really liking it. So
these pouches block the
cell phone reception.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were in high school, Josh, didn't you need a pair of pants that blocked something else?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I needed anti boner pants. I don't know why those never took off because they worked. Yeah. It was just one thumbtack in the fly.
I thought it was the cast works. Iron superstructure.
No more carrying the Atlas in front of you.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.